that much world or realms, you see, filled with jewels, and you're completely filled with jewels, and you give sentient beings. The merit of this is nothing, you know. It's very small, comparing to the merit giving one stanza of Dharma to the sentient beings. And also, teaching Dharma, you know, that is the main, that's the best guidance, best way of guiding sentient beings is by teaching Dharma. And why? Because the Buddha's, among the Buddha's actions, Buddha's way of guiding sentient beings, you see, there's material givings, you know, manifesting various forms, you know, there's so many levels of guiding others, you know, other sentient beings. Mm. But among all this best way of guiding sentient beings, like, you see, highest action of Buddha, guiding sentient beings, giving teachings. You see, leading sentient beings, freeing the sentient beings from suffering, leading to enlightenment is the giving teachings. Even relating to Buddha, highest action is the giving teachings. So like that anyway. So this is just as it happened about the vows, so but I thought I had to explain the whole thing. Oh, the whole thing is an advice how to, like the business advice, my person who's a counselor of business, is how you can make the best, most profitable business, like that, you know. So here we're talking about the inner business is how to do the best greatest inner business that how one can accumulate the most extensive merit in one's own everyday life. So like that, for maintaining here now to think the you know the benefits of the vows, so like that. Okay. So the other thing is this. Now, yes, you can take the refuge vow, only refuge vow you can take, without taking vow to not kill, to not do this, not do that, you know, without taking any vow, you see, from the five precepts, without taking any vow, you would only take a refuge vow. There is. And one can do like this. But I normally emphasize that, you know, because when you take refuge to Dharma, what you have to abandon is giving harm to other sentient beings. So therefore, you see, killing is the heaviest one. For the sentient beings. For example, for us, you know, for example, for ourselves, if somebody is going to beat or somebody going to, you know. Cut limbs or finger or something, injure limb or kill, you know. Then usually might choose to not be killed. If they choose then to not be killed, you see. If they choose injure or beating whatever is the thing, one don't choose to be killed. One choose to injure or is beating. So, like that, since the killing is the most harmful, usually, even related to oneself, one doesn't want to be killed. You know? If they choose, then you choose the other problem. So therefore, I normally emphasize that people, even though planning only to take a refuge vow, but I emphasize that, good to take to not kill means particularly intentionally killing, you know, that one. So also because of the benefits that I explained, you see, if a person is living two vows, then so much more merit every time when the person does some good action, offering terrible gems or making charity or giving help to sentient beings. You know? So like this. So as far as a refuge, you know, in the Lambda, and explain the benefits. By taking refuge, you know, it becomes foundation for all the vows. Without taking refuge, then one cannot take any other vow, you see. Without the ground, there's nothing to build, same. Nothing to grow, you see, like that. Then it purifies all the past and karmas by having refuge, practicing refuge. Then one accumulates immediately extensive merit. That's one. Then One is able to succeed all the wishes. One is able to succeed all the wishes by having refuge. So because one rely upon the Buddha Sangha, because of that, one able to obtain all the success, So by relying upon the Triple Gems, we are able to cease all the obscurity and the karmas which continuation did not have beginning. All the sufferings which continuation did not have beginning get ceased, and get ceased. Even though it did not have beginning, but one can able to cease, one can end, and and complete the mind in all the qualities, the realizations. By taking refuge in the Dhamma Sangha, it's able to do all this. Then no question, temporary small things, some happiness this life to be succeed, no question, those things. Even that most difficult one to achieve enlightenment, even that most difficult one is able to succeed by taking refuge, It's based on the refuge. One doesn't get harmed by human beings and non-human beings. One doesn't get harmed, and refuge is the best protection for life. One quickly become enlightened. The one thing is this, the first one is this, by having refuge, then one enters into Dharma. Otherwise, how one is so expert in the, even one has memorized all the Sutta Tantra texts by heart, can explain very well, but if you don't have refuge, you're not still entered in Buddha Dharma. You haven't met the teaching. Even you know all the Sutta Tantra texts by heart, can explain well, but if there's no refuge, the reliance to the Dhamma Sangha, with the faith and the understanding fear, the aversion to the samsara sufferings, Lord and sufferings, if this is not there, then one hasn't met Buddha Dharma. One hasn't entered in Buddha Dharma. So that is. Make three prostrations to Buddha by thinking, make three prostrations to Buddha by thinking that actual living Buddha, okay? Remember compassion, awesome temple oneself, power, okay? The omniscient mind, remembering all this, then make three prostrations, okay? This time one makes short prostration. This five living prostration, not the long one. That is a long one is kind of called Mahayana tradition from Naropa's tradition, called Mahayana tradition. Now here the lesser part is five limb prostration. Okay. So now then again three prostration to the Lama who gives the power, okay? After you finish prostration, then please those who can kneel down, okay? Then those who can't kneel down can sit on chair, can relax. No question. Don't think until I become free from samsara. Until I become free from samsara. And you see, which means these aggregates, which means now here, these aggregates caused by karma and delusion and contaminated seed of disturbing thoughts. Because of that, no one created karma again, and that compounds the cause of samsara imprint of the mind. So until I become free from this samsara, I will have to experience suffering of samsara continuously. So whichever place I go, it's a place of suffering, it's only a place of suffering. With whomever I accompany, it's only a friend of sufferings, and whatever I enjoy is only enjoyment of the suffering. So as I explained yesterday, you know, whatever one does, you know, sitting in suffering, standing in suffering, so whatever one does is all sufferings in the samsara. Until one becomes free from samsara, it's like this. Whatever one life one lives is suffering nature. Like this. And then and also one experiences not in samsara, in samsara, you see, nothing is definite. Even one's own body possessions, you know, relationships, you see, nothing is definite. So there's shortcomings of samsara, mistakes being samsara. I want to explain these problems. Then, how much, you see, no matter how much one enjoy, you know, does not find satisfaction. It doesn't give satisfaction. One doesn't get satisfaction. Never get satisfied. So that is a mistake. Being in the samsara. Then leaving the body again, one takes the body, leaves that again. So that there's also a mistake being in samsara. Then the journey again. That means this mother came from another mother, this mother came from another mother, there came another mother, came from another mother, then mother came from another mother. So like this, mother's mother, mother's mother, mother's mother, mother's mother, mother's mother, like this. Even if we make the whole earth into the small pills, you see, the juniper tree, fruit, you know, the juniper, that size, you see. Even one make whole earth into the pills and count mother's mother, never enough to count the mother's mother. So, and also father's father, father's father, father's father, father's father, like this. So, however, all the continuation of all the father's father, mother, all the mother's mother, all the blood, you see, blood came from, you see. So the blood came from this mother, which continued from the other mother, which continued to another mother, other mother. So like this. So from all those mothers, you know, since the earth started, you know, from that, evolved and started human being, you know, from there it's continued. This blood is a continuation of all that. And this sperm, they came from the father, you see, came from other father, that father came from another father. So from father's father, father's father, like this, you know. So then this one became one's body. This sperm and blood, you see, combined. This egg, you know, then this became one's body. So therefore, the body, you see, it's like a septic tank somehow. It's like, all the bathroom from toilet, so all things were in the septic tank, you know. And they, you see, like that. So this body, you see, that which we think very clean, you know, so pure and clean. So it's so like this. So again, this is mistake being the samsara, you know. You see, you know, having such a body, you know, having such a body. You see, it's only covered the very thin skin, you see, covered outside, you see. The very thin skin covered outside. If this thin skin is not, if this thin skin is a, if this is a little bit taken out, even piece, small piece is taken out, you see, it becomes terrifying, you know, blood comes and the red, you know, things like that, you see. So inside is only terrifying object, you know, bones and flesh and things like that inside, you know, completely filled, only terrifying. It's just covered, you know, outside, thin skin. So, however, so this is a short, such a, even such a suffering body, mistakes being in the samsara. And then even one become higher, again one become lower, you know, nothing definite, you know, in the positions, in the realms, in the, by the realms and by the positions, you know, rank, you can't stay all the time there. Worldly powers, you know, you can't have all the time. So nothing definite, you see, this higher and lower. Become higher and again become lower, so and it's also no freedom like this, no freedom, you see. So that's a mistake in being in the samsara. And then, when you are born, you see, one has to born alone, and one dies, one has to die alone. You can't bring, there's nobody coming together with you, and how much negative karma we accumulate for the relatives, you know, and for this, the surrounding people, the families, so forth, you see, how much negative karma we create then for them. And then in the Narak, you know, in the Narak, you see, when one experiences the result of those negative karma, then you see, then nobody comes there, you know, to saying that I will share, that I will take some of your sufferings, you know. You see, that you don't need to experience all. I will share half, you know. There's nobody comes to experience. When one experiences suffering result, nobody comes there to share. One has to experience by oneself alone the all the need comes that one has accumulated. So that is, so therefore, yeah, then until one becomes free from samsara, it's only a nature of suffering, constantly suffering, you see. So there are in such a three types of sufferings, you know. So therefore, this time, I have received perfect human rebirth, I have met Buddha Dharma, I have met a virtuous teacher. So, I have all the opportunities to be free from samsara, you see. So this time, I must make, you know, achieve the evil release from the whole, evil release. Must achieve enlightenment. The enlightenment which is evil release from whole samsara, you know, for sentient beings. Okay? So therefore, I'm going to run upon Buddha as the founder of the refuge, Dharma as the actual refuge, Sangha as a helper to actualize the refuge, Dharma. In this way, then I'm going to take the refuge, you see, I'm going to take the Upasika. So, wow, see those who, now those who, if you are still taking, you see, still it is, in, still, even though I mentioned like this, but still it is in your hand, you see, taking only the fish vow, not taking the, you see, even one doesn't take, doesn't want to take the killing vow to not kill, you see. But I explained the how important this and the benefits even one living in one more vow, you see, besides only refuge vow. So, but basically, it's up to individual, you know, you see, freedom. So, is there anybody taking just only refuge vow? Only refuge vow. Huh? Yeah. Vow to kill. Namjoon. So only refuge vow. Only refuge vow. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm joking. Yes, understood. Only refuge vow. Okay. Only refuge. Huh? Okay. Huh? Only refuge. Oh, okay. Right. All right. So again, you see, make sure the motivation, okay, pursue the whole entire stuff, samsara is only suffering, okay. Then this time one must achieve enlightenment. They have for sentient beings, okay, for the happiness of them. Therefore, I'm going to take those who are taking more than only refuge vow, you know, like to not kill, you see. Then you say upasika one vow, two vow, three vow, four vow, five vow, you see. Or you see, whatever number that you're taking, you just think from your side like that. Okay? Then those who are taking only refuge vow, then you think, oh, I'm talking only refuge vow, okay? Mm-hmm. Like that. Then you repeat the prayer, okay? Zumba, Gongsu Solu. Da, after Da means I, Da means my name. So you mention your name, okay? Da Mingi, Shigi Wa, Tu Dene Songde. Now this is the first one, second refuge to Buddha. So, as I mentioned before, you see, conventional Buddha, the Sambhatakaya, Nimanakaya, which takes the holy body, you see, to force into things, you know. Dharmakaya, you know. So you can think the omniscient mind and the nature of the omniscient mind, okay? So taking refuge to Buddha, much more million times, much more greater, much more than the doctor, okay? Because Buddha, by revealing teaching, can cease all the disturbing thought obscuration, cause of suffering, and even the subtle obscurations, see, seizes all the mental mistakes of the mind, okay? The doctor, even it cures the disease, since the cause, nirkama, delusion is nothing, is not cured, you see, so even the disease gets cured, it's only temporarily. So it comes back again in this life, you know? After some time, if not this life, next lives. Especially as one can begin purifying the karma and creates again cause of disease, you see, like that. Gangye namje cho sangye la jafu jiwo. So from the heart, love and then. Now, next one, taking refuge to Dharma. So, Lapan Dharma, much more, million times more than medicine. But with the same reason, you see, the reason is the same. Even the medicine cures, but it is only temporary. Dvacha dang thawa nam ye cho. This is the Absolute Dharma and conventional Dharma. Absolute Dharma is true wisdom, realizing the directly perceiving emptiness and cessation of the sufferings. Conventional Dharma is the scriptures, by the Lambrian teachings. Now next one, taking refuge to Sangha. Absolute Sangha, conventional Sangha. Absolute Sangha, who has actualized the Absolute Dharma. conventional Sangha is the four members who are fully ordained, living a few vows. Cho nam ye cho, ye de la, te su chi wo, taking refuge to both of them, much more, many times much more than nurse. Their life and nurse. Da, chi chi se ye pa tu, the next one means, please guide me, you see. By giving the Upasaka, only Upasaka refuge vow, or you see, Upasaka vow, one person, two person, three person, like that, so whatever you're taking, okay? Five persons, whatever. Then, Da, she says, yeah, Pato, so to guide me by giving this vows until death time. She says, yeah, Pato, so in the mind, you think about that. In the mind, you know, individually, you think about that, okay? Whatever the if it's only refuge, then you think Upasaka on the refuge bow, okay? Like that. Yongzhu Ginyen Tu Labian Ji Song Tu Sun Ginyen Tu So please repeat the second one. Tsumba Gongsu So Da, please mention your name. Shijiwa Tudene Sungde Shiji Tsuye Pato Kanye Namje Cho Sangela Jepsu Chiwo Dusha Tang Tawa Namje Cho Che La Jepsu Chiwo Cho Namje Cho Gidin La Jepsu Chiwo Da Chisi Tse Pa Tu Yongzhu Ginyin Tu Leven Ji Zunbe Song Tu So So from the third repetition, at the end of the third repetition, Ginyin Tu, that time that I snapped the finger, that time I snapped the finger, you see. That when you hear that, then think without wandering mind, then you should think, that you received the vow, okay? Whatever the number of vow they're taking, you think that you received, okay? In the form of Buddha, you know? In the person of Buddha, the Lama, so you can think about that. Zumba Gongsu So. Also, after this third repetition, then as you receive the vow, then also I become the Lopan, means the leader leading the path to liberation. How? The basic one is by giving the vow. By giving the vow, then living in the vow, then makes to stop certain number of negative karmas, and and certain number of the good karma. So this is the best cause for the realization of the path, for attaining realization of the path. Living in the vow, morality is the best cause for quick realization of the path. So same thing, to have samatha realization, that depends on living in a pure morality. So it's much easier and quicker for them like that. You know? the realization of tranquil abiding. So like that. So liberation is same. So liberation depends on the path, and path depends on the living the vow. Okay? The importance of that is this. Please mention your name.
Shejiwa, Tudene Sunde, Shise Tse Patu, Kani Nandi Cho, Sangela, Japsu Shiwo.
Taking refuge to Buddha.
The Jadan Tawa, Nandi Cho, Shila, Japsu Shiwo.
Someone is taking refuge in Dharma.
Cho nandi cho gedun la jepsu jiwo.
Taking refuge in Sangha.
Da chisi tsui padu na yongzu genyen tu lopen chi
Sungdo Son. So when I stop, you know, this is the method for liberation, then you say Lexo. Okay?
Tava, you know, say Lexo.
Then, I think as I previously does the mind is renounced, this is the negative karmas, you know, and both his mind and abstain from these negative karmas, I'm also going to, going to renounce these nirvana karmas, you know, and abstain with Buddhist mind from those nirvana karmas, okay? Whatever number of vows that was taken. So those who only take refuge vow, then can relax, can sit down. Who's taking only refuge vow, then can sit down.
No. Chetarangunji, Tachumba Namji, Soche Ba Bangde, Sojo ba le, da da ba ji wo, he la tang po di, da pa ba, da chung ba, he da ki, la ba la, jesu lu wo, jesu du wo, ji tu. Xiang, da ki jang, sojo ba bang de, sojo ba le, da da ba ji wo, Yala Tambu Di, La Papa, La Chumba, Hadake La Bala, Jesu Lovo, Jesu Duvo, Jito, Xiang, Chitara Papa, La Chumba.
So those who are taking the second precepts, they do not kill only that, who are taking only that, then now don't have to repeat and next ones.
Oh, the Jayang, Chidara Papa, Rajumba, Hadaki, Machimbalang Batang, Dube Lopal in Batang, Sundu Mawatang, Drie Chang Tang, Chibe Chang, Neva Jua, Hamebe Ne Bangde, Hamebe Ne Le, Adoba Jiwo. Ela nga wo de, na te shin du, da ki jang, ma chin ba lang ba tang, da we lo ba la yin ba tang, sun de me wa tang, ri ye chang tang, si be chang, ni ba la ju wa, pa me be ne bang de, pa me be ne le, da do ba ji wo, ela nga wo de, da pa ba, da chung ba, da ki, la ba la, This is Lovo, this is Juvo, Jito.
So, now please, you can sit down, okay? You can sit down. So, now, by taking refuge to Buddha, what one should abandon is following the wrong founders. who revealed the wrong path, which is against to the Buddhist path, you know, wrong founder, following the wrong founder. So by analyzing, so what path that is shown is what it is, you know, you see, if that is a contradictory to the Buddhist path, then Buddha, if one follows that, which is against the Buddha's path, then Buddha cannot guide. Like, even while one is taking the medicine from the wrong doctor, wrong medicine, with the wrong diagnosis, you know, wrong prescription, then you see, and while you're doing that, this the learned, wise doctor cannot help you. So like the same, you know. Because it doesn't work. Both together, it doesn't work. See? It cannot help. So like that. Then, what one should practice is that by taking refuge to Buddha, then even a broken statue of Buddha, and even a brokenness, even a one part or one piece of paintings drawing of Buddha, if one see on the floor, you see, then one pick up and then think, actually, living Buddha, and put in a high cleaning place. like that. Then, this is why. That is because Buddha is a powerful object. Buddha is a powerful object. So therefore, disrespect even with those holy objects, you know, Buddha, then you see becomes very heavy karma. Then you see that obscures the mind. That makes the mind, you see, that it obscures the mind, that affects the mind. So then it still becomes an obstacle to be able to transform the mind, to be able to actualize the path in the mind. So, besides other problems, sufferings that arises from that. Then,